Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
It's 5:34 now, and Virginie is here because she has been out and about in Cambridge. And who did you bump into?
Aha! Actually, an hour and a half ago, I was out of the Grafton Centre and I had a little chat with Eddie Izzard.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Can you tell me about your show tonight? It's in three languages.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm French.
Well, it's I got to speak this in English, yes, because English people can listen to this. But it's three shows in three languages in 3 hours. The same show, my show that I built here in Britain, the comedy developed here, and then I translated it into French. I toured France, played to over 5,200 people. And I've played Berlin for 2 months. I played Hamburg. I've played Vienna just last week. And so I've now played 28 countries with my comedy. So I take stuff that I made in this country and I take it all around the world. And I've been given tremendous opportunities from Europe. And I want all young people to have the same opportunities. There's a referendum coming up. I'd like young people to let their voices be heard, because a lot of young people are very positive and open-minded about the European Union, what we're trying to do there. And I want them to have that chance. So they've got to get registered, though. Get their smartphones. 2 minutes they can register. It just takes 2 minutes to register. And then they can vote. They've got to register by the 7th of June. 7th of June is a very key date.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the show tonight? Mm-hmm. Do you properly speak the three languages?
Oui, je parle français. Je fais tout mon spectacle en français. Je commence avec le sacrifice humain. C'est un peu bizarre, mais c'est une idée bizarrement pour tout le monde. You know, sacrifice humain. I start with sacrifice. As I was saying, if you didn't understand my French, if you're on the radio, but I start with human sacrifice, and I say, why did we ever do that? I mean, the human beings did. We used to do this as a standard, almost political idea, and then gradually, it's one of the beautiful things we have moved beyond that. And if I say that in France, in Paris, or in Berlin, or in Moscow, or Istanbul, or in Cape Town in South Africa, everyone goes, yeah, this is totally nuts. Why? Even Donald Trump would say it's nuts, which is, you know, because he's got some strange ideas in his head. So I talk about lots of different things, but I'm not party political in my stand-up. So, but it is the same show in German, then the same show in French, and then the same show in English. And on this 6th of June, on D-Day, I will do it in Normandy and Caen. But then I'll finish in French that night, because I always finish in the language of the country.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much.
Well, it's very positive. It's supposed to be for people, as a tribute to people for democracy and freedom in World War II and since World War II. And I am very aware of that, and the wars that we went through, and the European Union was set up to stop that ever happening again. Only one war has happened in Europe since then, and that was in the Balkans and the former Yugoslavia. And since then, all those countries have said they'd like to join the European Union. We're trying to be positive, you know. We're doing it, you know, there's a humanity idea behind it.
What is the message, actually, yeah, for you to be here tonight in Cambridge?
My big message is, young people, get registered. Above all, get registered. If you have no voice, then you won't be heard. Older people are all registered. They're all, and I don't know, it's, younger people just, they think, well, there's nothing really to do with me. And general elections, I can understand that, because people have houses, you know, or young people don't have houses, they don't have mortgages, and they think, does this really apply to me? Is it really going to change my life? But this is about cheap flights to Europe. Those will go away. Roaming charges, having no roaming charges, that was caused by the European Union, that will disappear. Your health care, you can get a European health insurance card all across Europe in 28 different countries. That will go. All those things will go. All those opportunities. So I want young people to have those opportunities. I want them. I'm saying, stand up for Europe. I'm standing up and fighting. We shouldn't run and hide from Europe. We should stand up and fight for our place in Europe.
Eddie Izzard, who was speaking to Virginie about an hour or so ago.
Yes. Yes, and he's tonight at the Junction, obviously, starting at 7 o'clock for Force Majeure 333. Three shows, three languages, and 3 hours. So tonight, starting at 7 at the Junction.
Okay, and the English one is sold out, isn't it?
So
you can only go if you can speak French or German.
Absolutely, no choice.
Well, you can go if you can't speak French or German. It's just a slight problem, as you won't understand much of it.
No, you won't.
Thanks, Virginie.
You're welcome.